All right, we're ready to go. Thank you, everyone, for coming today. My name is Paul McNosky. I'm the Regional Director for the Department of Community and Economic Development. Thank you all for coming here to Allen Park in West Scranton for a very exciting announcement. And we have many of our partners here. We're going to have some folks say a few words, and we'll give you guys a chance to answer, to ask some questions afterwards. So with that, it's my pleasure to introduce our Deputy Secretary, Mr. Rick Vallelo.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great day in Scranton. I'm glad it's a little warmer than it was yesterday. I might have had to keep my hat on yesterday just because of the amount of heat loss. This is a day to announce an Elm Street designation for West Scranton. And, you know, what does Elm Street mean? It's about people. It's about people making a difference in their community. And, you know, being from the Department of Community and Economic Development, I always talk about how community development and economic development are partners. Without community development, you don't have the economic development. You know, one of the things that I learned while I was mayor of Lock Haven, you know, people make a difference. And think about our neighborhoods. You know, in my neighborhood back in Lock Haven, one of my neighbors planted flowers. The next weekend, my wife was going, hey, maybe we should plant some flowers like that. A year later, one of the neighbors painted their house. Then my wife was going, hey, maybe we should paint our house. And my honey-do list kept growing. Well, when we plant seeds for community development, like the Elm Street program, things like that start happening all over. And, you know, when we have partners like Neighborhood Works, you know, it really makes a difference. And, you know, the Pennsylvania Downtown Center is here. But it doesn't happen without leadership. You know, we have the mayor, we have the senator, we have everybody here rowing in the same direction. And it makes a difference. You know, think about the places that are challenged and why are they challenged? You know, it's because, you know, people don't care. And when you can show signs of people caring, you know, others are making an investment. And I'm excited, you know, even despite the pandemic, despite COVID, despite the challenges that we faced, places are coming together. Neighbors are talking to neighbors like they haven't done that before. You know, we're doing stuff outside. Bicycle shops are, you know, going crazy, canoeing and kayaking and taking advantage of what we have here in Pennsylvania is making a difference. And with the investments being made by the state, by the federal government, by groups like Neighborhood Works, by programs like Elm Street and Main Street and the Keystone program at DCD, we're making a difference. And, you know, when we're in some of these shops and some of these places, you know, you'll see the old guy table in the coffee shop. And the old guys are always talking about how back in the 1950s or the 1960s or the 1970s were the golden years of some place. Well, I contend that the golden years are ahead of us. You know, think about, we're coming up on the 250th birthday for the United States. Think about places in Europe. You know, do you think the old guy table in London sit around and say, you should have seen this place back in 1250? Do you think the people at a cafe in Rome are sitting outside the Colosseum going, well, you should have seen this place back in 32? You know, we're in transition, and the transition is important. You know, making places where people want to live and raise a family is important. you know, school systems, and, you know, being close to grandmom and grandpop is important. You know, one of the things that I say is, if your mom and dad or your grandmom and grandfather are saying you have to move someplace else to be successful, there's something wrong. You know, if our grandparents are saying you have to be somewhere else, we're failing. So how do we change the conversation so that instead of saying somewhere else, grandmom and grandpop are saying you should move back because great things are happening here. You know, this is a great place to raise a family. And if you move back here, I can babysit the grandkids, or I can walk them to the park, or I can walk them to school, or I can cook them lunch. You know, those investments make a difference. And things like the Elm Street designation make a difference. And leadership makes a difference. And that's why it's my honor to introduce Mayor Page. Mayor Page?
Well, Rick, I like to call you mayor too. So once a mayor, always a mayor. It's great to be out here. Mary Pat, hello. It's great to see some of our city alumni that we keep close, even though they've left the nest. But we're so excited to be here today. As all of you know far better than I, Scranton is built on hard work and community partnerships. And this is emblematic of that. In NeighborWorks with Todd and Jesse and all the great folks that work there. I saw Gerard at some point. He seemed to have disappeared. There he is. With NeighborWorks, we've got an incredible partner in this city that will make this happen. With DECED, led locally here by Paul, we've got just incredible energy, incredible ingenuity, and focus. We got focus in our neighborhoods. You know, we had Cedar Avenue, and are still focusing on Cedar Avenue with that Elm Street designation. Here in Westside with NeighborWorks, this is just going to be incredible. Eileen Cipriani and I have been working through the new ARP rules that the Treasury has released. They seem to be a little bit more flexible, so we might have even more ways that we can partner with DCED and NeighborWorks in these coming years to really get these programs off the ground and get the redevelopment of Westside where it needs to be. So this is a great day. I'm so glad that it's not biting cold. We really nailed it. Way to go, Jesse. And it's my honor to introduce Senator Marty Flynn. I hired the banana truck to make the squeaking noise during Marty, but we fell behind. So Marty, I think you'll be uninterrupted.
Thanks, Mayor. Good afternoon. Thanks, Mayor. Thank you guys for joining us today here at our beautiful Allen Park. This is the neighborhood where I was born and I was raised, so I'm very excited about this, about having this Elm Street designation for this project. West Grant is one of my top priorities. It's great to see that it's a priority for the Department of Community, Economic, and Recreational Development, Neighborhood Works, NEPA, and the Pennsylvania Downtown Center as well. This Keystone Elm Street designation will go a long way towards that revitalization. It's projects like this that make me proud to serve on the board and committee that oversees DCED and to work on these with these great organizations to help our community. We have a real plan and a vision for West Scranton here, and we're very excited to see what West Scranton can be with this designation. It's truly remarkable, the funds that will be coming into to our community in Scranton and the surrounding areas as well. So I'm very excited, and next I'm going to introduce, we have Julie Fitzpatrick from the Pennsylvania Downtown Center for her remarks. So thank you and have a good one.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. You know, I am just really thrilled to be here for this opportunity to congratulate West Scranton Neighborhood, our newest Keystone Communities Elm Street designation. Pennsylvania Downtown Center's role over the next 5 years will be to work with NeighborWorks Northeastern Pennsylvania to assist the staff, the board, the committees, the residents in helping them create an impact in the West Scranton neighborhood. PDC will provide ongoing technical assistance and education opportunities along every stage of the revitalization effort. We'll work with the board and the committees through setting up projects and programs and provide feedback at certain points along the way with objective program assessments. Neighborhoods throughout Pennsylvania, similar to West Scranton, have been utilizing the Elm Street model for neighborhood revitalization since 2004. In places like Easton, Allentown, Lansdowne, Lancaster, York, Westchester, Erie, and not to forget Scranton Southside. They've benefited by using this tried and true process. At its core, Elm Street uses the Main Street approach for neighborhood or business district revitalization, but focuses on neighborhood design, neighborhood vitality, image and identity, safe, clean, and green strategies, and organizational sustainability. Elm Street, it's a comprehensive and holistic approach to long-term neighborhood sustainability, and it can provide an opportunity to work in cooperation with existing downtown or commercial corridor revitalization programs, or Main Streets, to weave together the physical and the emotional fabric that connects healthy neighborhoods to robust business districts. The Elm Street model is an ideal framework for community stakeholders to partner and coordinate efforts to work to improve the quality of life for the residents and better position the neighborhood for the future. It's comprehensive, but it's incremental, and I can't wait to see what's accomplished over the next 5 years. So it's my pleasure to welcome Todd Pulsey, who is going to be our partner, our main partner here with NeighborWorks and the West Scranton neighborhood.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Pulsey. I'm the Neighborhood Revitalization Manager at NeighborWorks. And I'm just as excited as everybody else here today to announce Elm Street designation for Westside. Lots of folks to thank, you know, starting with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the Department of Community and Economic Development in particular. We've been working with them for years, and they've been a huge supporter of our work. Senator Marty Flynn and Representative Tom Welby, both of them, ever since Marty was still our representative and Tom was his chief of staff, have been really driving forces behind the work that we're doing here in West Scranton. Mayor Cognetti of the City of Scranton, their Office of Community Development, they've been along for the ride the entire way and very supportive of the work we're trying to do here. Julie, who just spoke, and her staff at the PA Downtown Center, we've had an opportunity to work with them a little bit already, and they've been hugely helpful, and we're looking forward to continuing to work with them. And last, but certainly not least, our steering committee. You know, when we set out to develop a neighborhood plan for West Scranton, we knew two things. One, you know, we wanted to take an asset-based approach to developing that plan. Instead of looking at the problems, the issues, the things that needed to be fixed in West Scranton, we wanted to start with all of the things that were great about the neighborhood, the good things that were happening, the people that were trying to lead change there, and work with them, to build upon their efforts, to make this a neighborhood that people love to live in and to work in and to visit. We also knew that we wanted the work that we're doing here to be resident-driven. This wasn't about what NeighborWorks wanted to accomplish in West Scranton. This was about what the people who live here, who work here, own businesses here in Westside, wanted to see for their community. We're here to help them and support them, but it's got to start with them. So we put together a committee of 26 residents and other stakeholders. Many of them are here today to help develop this plan. Elm Street designation is going to go a long way in helping us ensure that we remain focused on their needs, on the needs and the desires of the people who live here over the next 10 years as we implement that plan. We've got a lot of exciting projects that are already underway or will soon be kicking off. Right here where we're standing today in Allen Park, we've got some money to invest here to improve this pocket park on Main Avenue. We're going to do some work right across the street in the public parking lot here. We're looking forward to working with the business owners here on Main Avenue and Luzerne Street and other areas of the neighborhood to support them in some different ways, help them get a business association up and running again, work with the Small Business Development Center at the University of Scranton and provide some consulting and technical support to them so they can continue to sustain their businesses and grow and expand them. We're excited to launch a facade grant program in the spring, where we'll provide some grant funding to help business owners, commercial property owners, improve the exteriors of their building, clean up blight, and attract new customers. That program's funded by another DCED program through the Keystone Communities program. We've got a gateway project that's really exciting that Senator Flynn supported. We're going to be able to do some streetscape work on North Main Avenue as a little gateway into the neighborhood to welcome people here. And we're planning lots of other streetscape improvements, new sidewalks and lighting and trees and landscaping, things like that, all throughout the neighborhood. So with that, I just want to thank everybody again for coming out today and for supporting the work that we're doing here. We're really excited about all the great things to come. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. That concludes our presentation. We would like to open it up. If anyone has any questions for any of our speakers, you can feel free. You can bring it up. Todd?
Initial start.
So you asked about areas of focus, Stacey, is that right? Yeah, so you know, we've got a lot of exciting things planned. I think, you know, one reason we're located here on Main Avenue is that we know this is a really important corridor through West Side. So in the short term, next year or so, we're gonna be focusing a lot of our energies working with businesses here so that we can support them, not just with some of the ways they've been challenged you know, due to the pandemic, but you know, just ways that we can help them sustain, grow their businesses, keep and find employees, and just grow and attract new customers. There's gonna be lots of physical improvements that you'll notice in the neighborhood. We talk about streetscapes, we're talking about things like sidewalks and lighting, landscaping, things that are going to make the community more walkable. I'm going to encourage people to come down, walk, you know, go to a restaurant, go to a shop, stop by the park, spend some time in the neighborhood. Lots of housing work that our organization is going to be doing, has been doing, and will continue to do here in West Side. Home repairs, we've got a Beautiful Blocks grant program that is focused on City of Scranton as a whole, but especially West Side. We have some of our block captains here who participated in that program, you know, who can use some of the funds that we're providing to do some improvements to their homes. So yeah, lots of exciting things in store. Thanks.
How can people like reach out to you guys if they didn't know about this already? How can they reach out to you to find out what they might qualify for or what you guys might be able to do for them?
Sure. Anybody who's interested in the work that we're doing here in West Side can reach out to NeighborWorks. You can visit our website, nwnepa.org. You can give our office a call. You can stop by. We're open for business. So reach out to us. There's lots of ways if you're in need of some assistance, you're interested in some of the programs that we have available, we can give you information about that. If you're interested in helping out in some way, we've got lots of ways that you can volunteer. Help out with some of the efforts that, you know, we talked about today.
So what's kind of the footprint of this work? You know, is it just this block on Main Avenue? I know you mentioned Luzerne Street before. Is it from Luzerne Street down to Price, or is it like, do you have a footprint of like how far down Main Avenue or how far back kind of the revitalization goes?
Yeah, so the kind of highlights version of our neighborhood plan here that Gerard has the whole map in there, but essentially we're talking about a 1 square mile area of West Scranton. The intersection of Main Avenue and Luzerne Street is kind of the middle of that target area. So most of our work's going to be targeted in that area. A lot of the funding that's available for implementation of our neighborhood plan is going to be focused there. But then some things are going to kind of spread out from there as well. So we know West Side is a large neighborhood, the largest in the city. You know, we're looking at other projects like a North Gateway project, which, you know, might be outside of the target area. But, you know, we're still interested in that area of the neighborhood as well.
Thank you all very much for coming, and we appreciate your time.